Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brad Knox is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Brad's a new friend. He's Vice President and Counsel for Federal Relations for Aflac. And he's been with them now for a while. He spent a number of years in other industries, other companies. He's got a military background, which we thank him for. And he's our new friend, Brad Knox. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very much for the invitation. I appreciate being here.
Good to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Aflac, I've got a great affection for Aflac. They've been a good customer of mine over the years, off and on. And I appreciate you guys very much. So Brad, one of the things, as I was telling the audience before you got here, in 1997, when I first started doing my radio show, the very first public policy issue I took up was health care reform. And because, I mean, I knew back then that we were, that small business owners needed help with this. And so over the years, I've consistently, continuously covered this issue, including a time you may not remember, back in maybe 7 or 8 years ago, when we were trying to get the Mike Enzi's bill through the Senate, which would have given small business owners the ability to buy insurance across state lines, those kinds of things. So I've been covering this quite a long time, and I've done quite a bit of coverage of the Affordable Care Act, the AKA Obamacare. And that's what you're here to talk to us about today. What's going on with that for small businesses, right?
Well, that's right, Jim. I think there's so many parts and pieces to the Affordable Care Act that it's easy to miss certain things. And of course, over the last couple of years, the administration has had to make some changes in its timeline of implementation.
About 35 of those, as I remember. not to put a number on some changes.
Well, that's right. In fact, there was another, you might make it 36. There's a new delay that just came out from this administration.
Really?
So they'll continue to
what
be
is that,
more.
What is that one for?
That was for Health ID implementation.
Wow. I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat, but what do you attribute all these changes to? I mean, obviously, many of them are political. But does it not speak to the poor construction of this law?
Well, I think it shows how complex it is to impose something of this
sweeping
nature. It's sweeping. I think that's an appropriate term. It's just a lot more complex than people might hear about on the news. You know, give everyone insurance. It's a lot more to it than that. And I'll say, you know, for the administration to, at this point, you know, some of the delays, for example, on the employer mandate and some of the reporting requirements, they heard from industry that said, listen, we can't meet that timeline. The
right.
Technical requirements, just the IT infrastructure requirements,
right,
are going to take us longer. So to their credit, they're at least, you know, saying, responding with, okay, we won't do it now, and we'll you know, delay that. And there probably will be even more delays. I think, you know, they want to make it work, but it's just a lot for employers, especially traditionally. Your audience is small employers.
Right.
Small employers weren't defined as 50. Large employers weren't defined as 50 more.
Right.
So
that's right.
A lot of traditional small employers that were measured by SBA standards or other standards are finding themselves considered to be, large employers now.
Well, and it's just a shame, Brad, that people have built their company out of nothing. They get it up where they're actually making payroll for 50, 60 people. What an accomplishment. What heroes, Brad. And now they say, wait a minute, I'm being penalized for this. I'm some kind of a separate class of a business because I've actually grown my business to have this many employees. I mean, these people should be celebrated and promoted. I don't know. I just think that. Well, anyway, that my audience knows how I feel about the Affordable Care Act. What? Tell us about the. What do you think is the number one topic that we need to be talking about to help small business owners today?
Well, I think the number one topic. There's so many, Jim. So that's a tough one. But certainly, I think one topic that I would bring up now is there's certain things that employers of all sizes have to do with when it comes to notifying or communicating
right.
coverage to their employees. Sometimes, you know, we've been talking about this, you know, small employer and the mandates and all those things, and some employers might not feel like any of this stuff applies to them, but pretty much all employers, generally, they have to provide at least two types of notice to their employees, regardless of their size. And the first is called the notice of coverage option. The Department of Labor has put a couple model notices out on their website.
So even if I have three or four employees, or maybe just one employee, I've still got to do this.
Well, that's right. You're going to need, probably, you know, if you're self-employed, you've notified yourself, but, you know,
right.
two or more is pretty accurate. It applies to any employer that's subject to the Fair Labor Standards Act,
mm-hmm.
which is most employers, and without getting too complicated, there's a separate definition used in applying this notice of coverage option. So it's just easier for all
what
employers
to do it. What does notice of coverage mean?
It basically says, as the employer, I'm going to let you know as an employee, I've got to tell you what your coverage options are. If I'm providing coverage, I'm going to let you know that I am. And in fact, if you choose not to take my coverage, I have to let you know that you can also go to your mm-hmm. state-based or federally facilitated exchange to buy your coverage on the individual market.
So and I have to say, okay, Bill, Susan, guys, I'm providing you with insurance. Here it is if you want it. Or, alternatively, I'm not providing you with insurance, but maybe I'm giving them some money. Maybe I'm allowing them, some money for insurance. Maybe, there could be a lot of different ways that I would be either helping them with insurance or not helping them, right? But,
well, that's
but either
right.
way, I have and to make sure they know where they can get it.
That's correct. And the other thing here, Jim, is you have to let them know that if they choose to go to the exchange, they might lose whatever contribution you as an employer
right.
might pay them.
Where can I get the instructions for all this, Brad?
The Department of Labor website at dol.gov.
Right.
And there's a link for Affordable Care Affordable Care Act provisions. And
I should be able to find I should be able to find the instructions that will tell me how to do it. So I do it the right way and I don't get myself in trouble.
That's correct.
All right, so dol.gov, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Knox is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's Vice President and Counsel for Federal Relations Division of AFLAC, and he and I will be right back with some more tips on what you need to know about the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.